This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And we are at Fenway Park. It's day number one of 2 days of this year's WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. The waterworks, I mean, my lord, waterworks during the commercial break from you, Courtney.
I can't take... It's so impressive, we were just saying this, Curtis and I, during the break, how composed all of these patients are speaking about their experience. What the audience doesn't see is the families watching off camera, watching sisters, parents crying, watching their son and brother.
Yeah, he did a great job. Christian Mayo.
Yes.
Like, did it. Watch out for that kid. He's going to be a plumber and a firefighter and a star on that basketball team this year. So,
and I'm sure that everybody that's in his position would avoid cancer entirely if they were given the option. Goes without saying, but there is something about these patients and the survivors that reveals such a remarkable strength and wisdom that is unparalleled. Like Wiggy said it perfectly, like, he was not 18 17. I mean, he was a guy that was 45. Like, he yeah. had this he's in front of the country on NESN. He's talking on the radio about cancer, something he admits 2 years ago he didn't even know what it was.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he's doing it the way he did. It's just amazing. Like, it's awe-inspiring.
Well, that's who you're helping. And we are sitting here this morning at $87,746 that you have donated, and hanging out there like a beacon in the night is a $1 million match that we got this morning. A $1 million match offer that we got this morning from Rob Hale. So if we can get to $1 million bucks when it comes to your donations by the end of the ball game tonight, then that will be $2 million, and we will be on our way to beating last year, which was an extraordinary year. Last year, you donated just short of $4 million. And so if we can get locked in on $2 million, with all of your donations today, then we'll be on our way there. You could call 877-738-1234, or you can text to give if that's an easier way to do it. And you can text to give any amount when you text KCANCER to 56512. And not only are you giving to research, but you're giving to the incredible care at the Jimmy Fund Clinic, like Christian was just talking about. You're giving to, Curtis brought up with Christian, the Jimmy Fund trip they take to spring training every year and give the kids that are dealing with the worst possible thing an opportunity to go down and experience Grapefruit League baseball and get away from it all for a little bit. And so the care that they show these patients, regardless of age and where they are in their fight, is incredible, and it's unequaled, and it is the best in the world. And so but they're unable to do it without your help. So every little bit makes a difference. They are we talked about this at the start of the show this morning, but 87 cents of every dollar that is given during this radio telethon goes directly to care and goes directly to research. So I thank those of you who have already given this morning, and we got a lot more to come all day long on day number one. So call 877-738-1234. You can also go online and make a donation at jimmyfund.org, or you can text to give any amount when you just text KCANCER to 56512. Coming up on the show, we're going to get to They Said It. That is a back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. How did that go in my absence? They said it.
Courtney kind of dumped all over.
Oh, she
first.
Did?
Oh, man.
What?
When you were like, yeah, you guys need to pick it up.
Oh, really?
No, that's called Hill Notes.
Oh, damn. Yeah,
a different segment on the show.
Oh, my bad. My bad, Courtney. That's
no.
All
right. Yeah. There.
I was talking about, Hill Notes.
Nope. Hill Notes were a little slow. And so I just said, wanted some of the regulars, the high energy people.
All right. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Said it, I would say, would just focus on, like, the Red Sox for one day.
Yeah. Sometimes we would hear cuts that we'd already heard in the show, which was good. It was like a refresher.
Yeah. Oh. Audience changes every so often, so it made sense.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. And you know what?
My favorite was when Courtney asked Jackson to tease something for They Said It, and he mentioned a cut we had just played.
Yeah. It was different, I will say. It could have also been my fault. I didn't send anything to Jackson. I was worried about the news, the trending, doing your job. I was sweating. I now understand.
It's a lot. I mean, people think we just mail it in, sit here for 4 hours. I mean, there's a lot of heavy lifting involved in this.
I do understand why you turn the temperature down in the room now.
Yeah.
It's something about that seat. I was profusely sweating the entire time. Yeah. And I'm not a sweater.
Yeah.
Profusely.
I thought you said you felt less anxiety when I was gone on vacation.
When Shime is the producer.
Oh, see. I was only one day with Big Crack. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had no offense, but I had an extraordinary time.
The house you had was absurd.
Yeah. Well,
it was a perfect.
I got a deal.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I did enjoy. The first time I think I've ever gone to the Pops.
Oh.
What?
I don't think I ever. I mean, maybe like when the kids were young or something.
I'm sure you did the Holiday Pops.
Yeah, is that the Nutcracker? That's a different thing.
Yep. That's the Nutcracker.
Yeah, I don't.
All right.
Oh, but I tell you know what they had at the. So they do the Pops right there on Jetty's Beach. It's extraordinary. And they had a drone show at the end. Have you ever seen a legit drone show?
Crazy.
No.
I would argue better than fireworks.
I would agree.
Oh, wow.
They had 500 drones. It felt like an alien invasion. Like, all of a sudden, these drones appeared, 500 of them, like, floating over the show.
Yeah.
And then they started to shape form themselves into, like...
Oh, that's what that whale was.
Yeah, yes. That's what the whale was.
We were trying to figure it out.
Yeah, we didn't know what that was.
Now, did you see Linda and Jordan?
I did not.
Because
I did not see them. Both of them were at the event.
Kind of messy. Was it the Nantucket Current that posted numerous photos of them?
Yes. I think they did that on purpose.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
They did.
And my other question for you was the bomb threats while you were there. Did they worry you at all?
No. Okay. They didn't worry me. They've been getting them. There's somebody who has some sort of a grudge, I think. That's generally what happens.
Right.
Curtis.
It was Curtis. Trying to ruin my vacation. That was weird. They would close down, like, you know, downtown, but only a part of downtown. Mm. So they would close down Main Street, but then they'd let everything else stay open. So, like, back bar at Ventuno, for instance,
right?
You know, which is just a block over, Curtis. You know that.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's out there. From my perspective, you either shut the whole thing down if it's a real bomb threat.
I can only imagine the bomb squad on Nantucket.
Well, they said that it was better because the Pops were there, that they were able to kind of respond immediately. But was it the Ralph Lauren store that kept getting them?
I think it's a disgruntled employee.
That's pretty clear.
It's probably an inside job.
I think it's somebody who has a real issue with Ralph Lauren. Maybe it's with Ralph Lauren himself or something.
Or maybe it's a really smart dad that wants his daughter to stop spending money there.
Hey, Ralphie.
Maybe. maybe. I don't know. Are they behind the times when it comes to style or something?
Like, Ralph Lauren's hot right now. I went in yesterday on Island, and they had a lot of bear sweaters, which are all the rage.
Yeah. A lot of sweater capes, huh?
Yes.
Bomb sweater.
All right. Well, but I certainly missed all of you, and appreciate you carrying on.
We're like sending, Curtis and I are, 911 texts, and Greg just sends us a photo of the backyard pool.
I know.
I threw my phone across the room.
That was not working.
I know.
I was off the grid.
You were.
Trying to be off the grid for you one
were.
Week.
We were drowning. You're sitting there at the Pops.
All right. We are at Fenway Park, day number one of the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Later this morning, the Globe's Dan Shaughnessy and Revs analyst Charlie Davies joins Jones and Keefe. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Pats took their second preseason game on Saturday against the Vikings. 2012 was your final in Minnesota after being praised in joint practices. Drake May, he had a bit of an issue on Saturday to start things off, and then he kind of rebounded a bit in the second series. Will Campbell, by all accounts, had some tough times in practice, but played well in the game, while Travion Henderson continues to shine. No Stephon Diggs again, and no Ramondre Stevenson in this one. The Red Sox fell to the Marlins yesterday 5-3, the final at Fenway, thanks to a three-run ninth inning for the bad guys. Garrett Crochet went 7 in this one, giving up one run on three hits while striking out 8. The guys win the series 2-1. Here's Alex Cora talking about not applying enough pressure to the Marlins in last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
It's tough. I think it was a weird game. I think offensively we didn't do much. We were rushing into at bats. Although the stuff was good, kind of like a lot of quick outs, we didn't put pressure on them.
That Abreu homer was wild.
Unbelievable. That reminded me of, remember when the ball hit off Canseco's head and went out of the stadium?
Yes.
That was crazy.
For the Texas Rangers, right?
Yeah. And then the right fielder for the Marlins like looks at his mitt. He's like, no, it's not there.
Well, you deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store in NissanUSA.com today. The Sox now have the Orioles in town. 7:10 first pitch with Dustin May getting the start. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And Scottie Scheffler came back from 4 shots down to take his 5th victory of the year at the BMW Championship. And that brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Walk. Join the fight against suicide on Saturday, October 18th at the Out of the Darkness Walk on the Boston Common to prevent suicide and raise awareness about mental health. Proceeds benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Register today at afsp.org/Boston Walk. That's afsp.org/Boston Walk. That is what's trending. When we come back, we'll have They Said It.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Now
Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Well, during the break, I learned that Curtis is a men's room talker. You either don't talk or you do, and Curtis and I were in there same time.
Yeah.
And we talked a little weather.
I just thought it was weird that you took your whole shorts off to pee.
I always wondered about that with guys, if they went all the way down to the ankles.
No, yeah. At the urinal?
I don't know.
Years old?
I don't know.
Well, we are at Fenway Park, and it is day number one of the 23rd. Can you believe it? 23 years. This radio telethon with WEEI and Nesson has existed, and you have, in your complete generosity, you have donated over $74 million to the Jimmy Fund and Dana Farber during those 23 years. And so our mission is to, as it is every year, see if we can beat last year's total. Last year, you were just under $4 million donated, but we have the benefit of $1 million match that we are looking at from our guy Rob Hale, who steps up every year and gives. And so it's really simple. If you're sitting around or driving around this morning and thinking about giving, it's really easy to do that. You could call 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. Or if it's easier, you can text to give any amount to the number 56512. Just text KCANCER to 56512 and help Dana Farber and the Jimmy Fund strike out cancer. We should, if we could, Chime, open up the Window World Boston weather window, since Curtis and I were just talking about it in the men's room, and get a look at what that forecast is like today before we get to They Said It. All right, what do you got out there, Curtis?
It's much prettier than the bathroom. It is 63 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Chilly, though. Feels like 56 out there. That's going to be great compared to yesterday. 71 afternoon high. Going to be in the low to mid-70s all week long. Looking like another beautiful weekend in the 80s in Boston.
All right, and you get a whole house full of windows installed from Window World of Boston for just $99 a month. So go to windowworldofboston.com. We have some incredible news this morning, and inspired apparently by hearing about the match from the Hale family, we have a donor that has made an extraordinary gift this morning. We have received a gift from a Boston World War II veteran who wants to make a difference and has donated $100,000.
Wow.
As of right this moment.
My gosh.
So that is extraordinary.
Unbelievable. Like, isn't that classic for a World War II vet who's also not giving his name?
Yes.
Yeah.
Talk about incredible.
So that brings us at 8:30 this morning, that brings us to $216,862,000. And God, thank you for your service. Thank you for saving the world. Yeah. And thank you for the $100,000.
Curtis is so right, too. Not giving your name, but also a guy who's done so much already for others. Now wants to make more of a difference. It's
Unbelievable. So hopefully that inspires you. And you can call 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. Or you can text and give any amount when you text K-Cancer to 56512. And honestly, I mean, we got to get the Hail Match tote board out here later, but over $200,000 and a couple hours, 2 hours and a half into this, we could make a significant dent in getting toward that $1 million match, which we have to do by the end of tonight's ball game. Right now, though, time for this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city, whether they drive or construct or care for others. So please nominate somebody when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Shime, what is up first this morning?
Well, Greg, you talked about the old ball club there down at Fenway Park. Yesterday, they blew that lead late in the game. One of the guys responsible for that was Greg Weissert. We can hear from him post-game yesterday after that disappointing loss.
It sucks, and it sucks to be the person that is responsible for it. You know, Garrett goes out there every game, and it's always a chance to win and to not be able to pick up, you know, Chappie being down and Garrett pitching a great game. Just sucks.
Yeah, no, that was our thought exactly as fans. The S word is appropriate.
Yes, multiple S words.
But I'm not Alex Cora, so I understand that he knows way more than I do. But I just don't understand why you can't go to Chapman in that situation again.
I wonder. Chapman's on a 1-year deal. We know he's not a guy you want to piss off. maybe he's one behind this saying, I don't want to go back to back days.
You see him sitting there in the bullpen like he looked like.
I cannot envision a scenario by which Alex Cora, solely up to him, would not have brought. That was a sweep last night. That was a game that you absolutely have to have. You're up 2 runs. Crochet was crochet. Mm-hmm. Like, the Blue Jays lose. You're about to pick up a game on them.
It was clearly a decision that was made going into the game because he was sitting there. I mean, he wasn't even throwing the ball. So, I'm just assuming that they said, all right, forget it. Regardless of what happens, one run ball game or not, we're not going to use them. But
based on listening to Sam Kennedy, he kind of said this a little bit, that it's more about them winning the series and saving the guys that they need potentially for the postseason, and also looking at it and going, okay, we really believe that if we continue to win series, we're going to make up our little window against Toronto when we play
them. Yeah, I got the opposite feeling.
When we play them? I mean, okay, that's
But do you want to waste?
That's an optimistic outlook.
Right.
They have 37 games left. Mm-hmm. And 7 of them are against the Yankees. And then you got the Blue Jays to end the season. Like, I would want to stock these wins up now while you can against a team like the Marlins.
I actually give credit to Sam when he joined the show. He didn't hold back. I mean, he said that was an awful, I think he said brutal loss yesterday. And you can't give those away. The Red Sox could go the next 3 games without needing a closer.
Right.
It could very well happen.
But he also told you the importance of Chapman and that bullpen and not having something happen because you wasted him in a meaningless game in August.
But what now, if you lose the division by a game? Then it's not meaningless.
But I think that they feel like if they win their series that they play consistently, they're going to be able to make up the deficit in the division when they play Toronto. They're going to play Toronto for what, 4 games? They 3 or 4 games they got left in Toronto in September. And if they can stay within that reach, That's why I feel like they're going to make it up and not lose Chapman in a game.
So how many games this weekend? Four games in the Bronx with the Yankees. How many games can Chapman pitch in?
I would say probably two.
Okay, that's not good enough. Like, I mean, how many games did Rivera pitch in? He pitched like every night for 20 years.
Yeah. Like, it's weird.
It's so strange.
Like, all right, what's next, Sean?
Well, the game was bad news for the Red Sox, but there was also more bad news as it was decided that Marcelo Meyer would have season-ending surgery. He then spoke to the media. Here was Marcelo Meyer talking about that.
Yeah, I mean, I gave it my all. Obviously, with my options given, I could add surgery when I first injured it or get the shot and try to do everything I can to for the slight chance to come back and play. Obviously, like, I'm really sad about what's going on, and I want to play. I want to help the team win. But, yeah, I mean, that's just the hand I'm dealt with right now.
You've had some injuries that kind of ended your career, or seasons early, excuse me. How disappointing has that been for you to just not be able to make it through a full year healthy?
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. As an athlete and, you know, somebody who loves this game so much, all we want to do is play, and I want to be out there every single day, especially, you know, in the big leagues when the playoffs are so important. But, yeah, I mean, I just got to keep getting after it, keep working hard, and try to come back stronger.
So Jones and Keefe are on the rise. We all agree. Great show. Midday's dominating. There may be a Jones and Keefe jinx now.
I never thought about that.
I mean, they go to Worcester. Mayer goes down for the year. Just something to keep an eye on. We all know what you do, Greg, with your jinx. So,
well, it's disappointing because you basically lose Sadon in the outfield, right? I'm assuming, like,
right.
And I don't know. I can't remember if it was Brooksy or Lou, but somebody that I was listening to or watching game wise was suggesting that maybe that move positionally has affected his hitting. Rafaela, I mean,
going to center to second.
Yes.
But you can also look at it the other way, that you never want to see a guy get hurt, but now you won't have the issue. Let's say if everybody's playing well, Duran, Anthony, Abreu, and Sadon, now maybe you have to sit one of those guys because you're crowded in the outfield, where at least you don't have to do that now. You can have Sadon play second, and you get Duran, Roman, and Abreu all in the outfield come the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, I just it's not nearly as backbreaking as I would have thought it been at the beginning of the year, considering what the roster is. But it sucks for Marcelo Meyer.
It does, but he said he's sticking around, and he'll gives him more time to head out there and slay.
He can be Roman Anthony's turtle.
What? He's very popular with the ladies.
Very popular.
I mean, I don't know if you've seen it.
I have.
Any of the scuttle.
Honestly, the most popular with the ladies right now is Jaren Duran. But
really?
Yeah.
More so than...
Oh, on the TikTok, really? It's like all I see.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Duran.
Okay, what's next?
Well, Greg, let's hop over to the New England Patriots. We talked earlier about how Kyle Duggar might be on the bubble a little bit for the Patriots as they...
Cut? I think he's going to get cut.
He may.
I can't believe it.
And one of the guys who might make the roster would be Efton Chisholm, the undrafted wide receiver that the Patriots brought in.
Don't you think he's already made the roster?
I mean, he had such a great game over the weekend, and he just continues to get better. I would be hard-pressed to not keep him on the team. But here was Efton Chisholm talking about the Josh McDaniels offense and making the adjustment to the NFL.
I mean, I definitely played a role in, like, my decision to come here, but I just think just being a Patriot, the history behind a Patriot, and kind of the legacy that they have as a team, you know, that was big to me, and, you know, trying to get that legacy back, as I feel like as a group we're trying to do. And you know, I love Coach McDaniels. He puts me in a situation to go out there and just make plays, and so try to do the best of my ability.
Anything catch you off guard that you maybe weren't expecting when you got here?
I think just coming from college, like, just learning a whole different offense with being in the huddle, different words and terminology, you know, because in college, like, we just look over at the sideline, look at the signal. So, you know, that's definitely probably been the biggest difference, but I'm loving it. I'm enjoying it. It's been such a blast.
Yeah, I think he's somebody that probably makes the team. He might be a practice squad guy. He's going to, you know, they utilize him in the slot. You could see that's where his comfort level is. But I feel like they have, and Chime, you would know, I feel like they have a lot of those guys. Like, Pop Douglas, in my opinion, is a slot guy. Steph Diggs is kind of a slot guy. So they have a crowded room there. And so looking at Chisholm, it's going to be hard for him to maybe get on the field, but he's somebody that they can definitely develop and see where he goes.
How many wide receivers you think they're keeping? Did you ask Rabel?
Yeah.
Did you guys ask Rabel about that?
Or? No, we didn't ask.
No, we didn't ask. I would say five, maybe six, right?
Shime told Vrabel he should do a sweep with a pulling guard.
Bubble screen to Chisholm.
Because the one thing you notice just from watching the offense a little bit, and it might be more five than six, they use the two tight end situation in Josh McDaniels' offense, and they use the fact that they use the fullback. So when you see the receivers on the field, generally you see three wide receivers. You don't really see a lot of four wide receiver groups. So if you're going with a three wide receiver, you know, most of the time as far as, you know, one of your personnel groups.
So Kendrick Bourne may be odd man.
I think he's probably Gonzo. Yeah. Bourne, and then it's probably Polk. And this team
is really not very good. It's like their roster. I mean, they've added.
I tried to tell you this like a month ago, Curtis, and you yelled at me.
Six wins.
You had them at fourth, Shime, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're down to three.
On the offensive side.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be nice to you, Shime, for the rest of time. Yeah. I love you,
Shime. You're right, especially on the offensive side, because when you think about this offense, your biggest playmaker throughout camp right now is probably Travion Henderson. Yes. He's a rookie, right? And you know, he's probably going to have some growing pains. But the guy that you are depending on the most is Steph Diggs.
Right.
We talked about it. 31 or 32, however old he is, coming off an ACL injury, an offensive line that they're shuffling guys all over the place.
Can I ask, because you guys both, and I agree with you, I think that the media as a whole did blow it out of proportion last week, what he said.
The Diggs thing?
Yes, to Diana Rossini. But what is the reason to keep him out of the game on Saturday? Because Wiggy told us before he went on vacation that he was hoping to see Steph Diggs at least through the first half and into the second.
Yeah, I thought that you were going to do that with the starters, but with Steph Diggs, I just wanted to see him on that, whether it was two series, catch the ball, get tackled, and show that, okay, he feels that confidence in his knee, because that's the biggest thing. It's getting tackled and awkward position. The running routes, you could tell he's got the confidence, but I don't know, you know.
But I guess if it was blown out of proportion, why did Karen Garigian, who is the least bomb-tossing writer in Boston, write that he had, quote, disappeared, that he had gone 5 of 6, 11-on-11 scrimmage practices without receiving a single catch? That's not something hyperbolic. That is simply revealing the facts of the offense. And you put that next to Monday morning, Courtney asks, he says, Diggs didn't play. Vrabel says Diggs didn't play, coach's decision.
Coach's decision.
Then Tommy Curran speaks with the wide receiver coach Downing, who noted the downward trajectory of his play. Then out of the blue, Diana Rossini sits down with him, and he's coy about whether he'll be ready for week one after he's been cleared to play. Then Phil Perry asks Mike Vrabel about that, and he demands to know where he went to college and tells him he's a moron. Like, that is not a media creation. That is the Patriots being oddly terse when it relates to that guy. And then I saw him on the field pregame, and I got home because Ken and I were like, there's no way he plays today. And I was like, oh, God, I was wrong. He was in the huddle, and I was like, this is the Patriots nipping it in the bud, going to get him out there today, and we're going to try and figure this out. And then he doesn't play.
But didn't he have a good – they said he had a good Wednesday and Thursday against the –
But the 7-on-7s, the 11-on-11 stuff that they were talking about.
So you think it's Diggs being Diggs, not concern on their part about how far along he is?
Oh, of course. Right. Mike Giardi was on the afternoon show on Friday, and he said that this is, quote, the Diggs experience, unquote, that they're in the middle of it, that this is – he likes attention. He likes being talked about, which is why he said that to Diana.
And Phil Perry had said that he's becoming a bit of a pain in the butt. He didn't use butt. He used a bigger word.
Posterior.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to talk to Mike Vrabel about that Monday.
Yes.
We will be at Gillette Stadium with Mike Vrabel on Monday.
All right.
It was very interesting. Last Monday when we talked about it, when we were ending, I said, you know, I hope we do this in person. He seemed like he didn't really want us in person.
I think he wants to do it over the phone.
Yeah. He's like, I kind of like this, you know, I'm in my office, I'm relaxed.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see how it goes.
He's excited to see you. He thought you were in Myrtle Beach playing putt-putt.
Is that some kind of a shot at me or something?
No.
Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, that was, I mean, I think he was like, Greg wouldn't be caught dead at Myrtle Beach. Which Myrtle Beach is beautiful.
Yeah, Myrtle Beach is fine. I haven't been there in many years. A lot of golf courses down there.
Is it true that you demanded a Red Sox game on TV at Crew?
I did, yes. Yeah. I asked them to flip over. They were watching some kind of a
Condé Nast.
Yeah. Sunday, not watching some kind of a yachting event or something like that. All right, is that it, Chime, or is there anything else?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay, that's They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. We can hear us Ken again. And if you're watching,
Ken Laird, everybody,
you're watching this show on Twitch or on YouTube.
Don't get too excited.
Then you can take a look as we go to the Hale match, and we see Rob Hale, and Rob Hale has jumped up to it should be a little bit over 200,000.
Right,
come on, Ken.
Ken had it at 100,000.
Yeah. Bring it up. So that's extraordinary, but you can't stop. So we are now at $216,862 you have given so far this morning. We're here till 10. We got to get to at least $1 million to get that match by the end of tonight's ball game, and we will be right back from
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Way part. News of Courtney coming up in about 10 minutes at 9. We are at Fenway, and it's day number one of the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Shime, a 781 texter on the Subaru of New England text line, says you have remained somewhat quiet during the Drake May performance discussions this morning. I haven't, I don't know if I can verify that or not, but we didn't hear a lot.
I have noticed that as well.
Threw seven passes. What do you like? The first couple were a little bit of sale jobs. Luckily, Matt Collins failed him out on one. Then he sailed in. And like,
if they're playing the Vikings first team, that is an interception on his first.
The Pop Douglas
on the Pop Douglas one. Yeah,
that one was bad because he was wide open. Great protection, similar to the play you drew up that you wanted Billy O to run a little play action.
Yeah,
I know it wasn't really down the seam, but
okay. Right, close enough.
It was close.
But, you know, if you listen to his lead this morning, and Courtney did not, but Shime,
she never
I mean,
does.
He's...
I actually couldn't tell you what it was.
He's got full O-line excuse deployed. Yeah. Like, that's gonna be it all
but like,
season.
But, right, Greg, it's not even an excuse. You see how bad the offensive line is. Mike Vrabel doesn't even know who his starting five is. He said it after game. Like, it's a mess.
Okay, so right now we all need to bet. Will Drake May have a better year statistically this year than Mac Jones did in his rookie year with Josh McDaniel?
Yes.
Yeah,
I still believe.
I gave you my numbers a month ago, and I'm sticking to it. Like,
I still believe.
So you think 20? What did he have? 22.
22 touchdowns.
Yep. So 23 touchdown passes.
Yeah, I'd say maybe 23 touchdowns. They'll throw the ball a lot, but I do. I crapped on Mac Jones a lot for being a passenger, and I almost feel like that this offense has passenger written all over it, and Drake May could just be another passenger in this
offense.
Well,
he's not going to be that kind of passenger because he can always run the football.
Yeah, so yeah, I get that part of it.
Like, he's not going to be a Mac Jones-like passenger. I just don't.
You better hope
so,
not.
So much of it depends on what Steph Diggs is. Like,
but then that goes back to this is Mike Vrabel / front office, because you had an opportunity for Terry McLaurin, you had an opportunity for DK Metcalf, you had an opportunity for George Pickens to go out and potentially get those guys. You also had the opportunity to maybe get some bigger ticket and free agent offensive linemen.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be on Elliott Wolf and Mike Vrabel if the line does not improve. Like, I that is going
right.
to be.
And see, the other
just,
thing.
That's just dumb, though.
No,
like,
no.
You have the money.
Yep.
It's just dumb.
Yeah, and the other thing, this is where I'll lean, and because I was more in the camp of with your number four overall pick, get an offensive skilled player, whether it was, and I know, you know, at that time we were talking about Ashton Jeanty. I was big on Tyler Warren. If you see the Chicago Bears, the kid Loveland looks pretty good down there. I was big on that, and then getting the tackle in the second round. And so if Will Campbell is inconsistent and he's one of those guys that you go, was he worth the fourth overall pick?
Well, I would also ask this. Do we think, whatever you think of the media element to it, is there a chance that Steph Diggs sees this offense, sees the season around the corner, and is like, holy crap, there's no way I'm going to put up numbers here. I'm the only guy that can play the position. We can't protect Drake May. And this is a year for Steph Diggs that he needs a big statistical season. He needs to be healthy for all 17 games to get one last paycheck before he's done.
Yeah, it could go that way, Curtis, or he could be looking at it like, wow, there's nobody else around, so they got to feed me the football.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't. And
so then why would he be so worried?
Yeah, like,
about
I mean, listen.
I mean, that's the way he's been. I mean,
but at least it took 2 to 3 years in Buffalo.
Right.
To, like,
And Curtis, I don't want to, like, just throw your conspiracy out the window, because when you start to say those things, I wonder what the issue is. And I know he's declined a little bit as far as his performance in training camp, but then he had the good practices in Minnesota. But there is something going on in the sense of whether it's, you know, Courtney brought up this point, Phil Perry saying he's becoming a real hot ass. Is that
a pain in the butt.
A pain in the butt? Like,
yeah.
There's something going on.
Exactly. And that's what whether Curtis brings up Karen Garigi and Phil Perry, like, those are two people that I trust whenever they speak about the Patriots. They're super in the know. Players trust them. Coaches trust them. That's why I think Mike Vrabel gave a response back to Phil Perry, like, oh, come on, do you really believe that? Because I think when Mike Vrabel listens to Stephon Diggs, he's like, he's being Stephon Diggs.
What are they saying?
They know what they got in the player.
Yes.
Becoming a bit of a pain in the posterior.
Yeah.
But, Greg, here's the issue that is confusing me. Because at the beginning of training camp and OTAs, they talked about how Steph Diggs was out there helping these guys.
Yeah, leader.
He's a leader. So what am I missing? And, you know, a 2 week period that he's becoming a pain in the ass. Like what?
I said
that
this
we
Friday.
That we haven't heard nothing.
I said this exact same thing on Friday, Wiggy. Like, you took the words out of my mouth because I said all we heard going into the last week even
right.
was he's the best teammate. Receivers are following his lead.
Right.
He's unbelievable with Drake May. He's showing up to everything. The coaches are so impressed by not only the way he plays but the way he was able to come back from the injury, how serious he took his training. To go from that seemingly overnight to what we're hearing now makes no sense.
Becoming a bit of a pain in the posterior.
It originated when he was late to the Washington joint practice. That was the beginning of this reporting, where reporters were like, hey, where's Steph Diggs?
Yeah.
Which to me is why he didn't play.
Being late is one thing, and I kind of go to what Greg is saying. Is this all media driven because of the point that Courtney just made? He was the model citizen, and he was the leader out there, and he was
right.
helping all
these
guys.
Then he showed up late.
Then he shows up late, and then all of a sudden now, by showing up late, he's a pain in the ass?
Maybe he tried to get there by boat.
Good point.
Which is very difficult.
It is tough. Foxborough, not easy to read.
It's very difficult. All right. We got a new tote board number, which is amazingly $242,223 that you have given so far this morning. We would love to have you call 877-738-1234, make a donation. Or you can text to give any amount when you text KCANCER to 56512 on day number one of the 23rd annual WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Courtney and today's news coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.